This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host, Paul Esposito. I welcome you to today's program. This is the radio program that goes through the New Testament verse by verse. We're in the book of Revelation right now, and this is WGOD. I love the call letters. If I ever owned a radio station, that's what I'd call it if the letters were available. WGOD, all truth, all the time. And that is when you're in the Word of God, when you study the Word of God verse by verse, not just the New Testament, of course, but the entire Bible, Genesis to Revelation. I love the Greek language, and I speak Greek. I've taught myself Greek about 10 years ago. I'm a Bible translator as well. And I love to help to bring out the original Greek meaning and understanding of the New Testament in a fresh and relevant way for you to understand some of the meanings of these original words here. I love to teach that way, and I leave the verse-by-verse exposition of the Old Testament to others that are blessed by God to do that, but don't get me wrong, I love the Old Testament because I love the Word of God. All of the Word of God, from Genesis to Revelation, I love it all. I love His Word, and His Word is my life. I attempt to understand it, know it, read it, digest it, and put it into practice and do what it says. And I encourage you to do the same things. For more information on this ministry, you can go to, there's a couple different websites. WGODontheair.net's one of them. gospelstudy.net, the former name of this program for 12 years. Also, my Bible translation is at majoritytext.com. You can find my New Testament on there, which I've translated myself and I teach, and it's for sale on Amazon now as well. And that Bible came out almost 10 years ago now, and some people really like it. It's used by some seminaries here in the United States, and I believe in it. I believe in the majority text. I believe it's the closest representation you'll ever find to the original autograph spoken by God. Not my Bible translation so much, but the majority text. That is a Bible that comes from the majority of every Greek manuscript that's ever been found. You'll have a much greater probability of finding the original words spoken by God when you look at every manuscript that's ever been found. If you've got 999 that say God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, and if you've got one manuscript, even if it's older, that says God so loves the world, He gave His only begotten daughter, then the odds are the 999 are right, and you throw out the one. You see, the one's probably corrupt. You see, this is what Satan does, is he tries to corrupt the Word of God. This should not surprise you. What are the first words recorded there in the book of Genesis that Satan said? Remember? He said, indeed, hath God said. This is what he does. He corrupts the Word of God. He corrupted it even to the Son when he misquoted Psalm 91. He always corrupts the Word of God. You know, the two places to look for Satan is behind the pulpit in the churches of America and Bible translators, because this is what he does. He corrupts the Word. You got to throw out the minority, go with the majority. I'd much rather have a Bible that comes from manuscripts that were found in Galatia, in Corinth, in Thessalonica, in Rome, in where else you want to go. Ephesus, you'd want manuscripts. You would want a Bible that comes from manuscripts that were found in Colossae, Ephesus, Rome, Corinth, and Thessalonica than you would found in some cave somewhere in Egypt, wouldn't you? Because these manuscripts were preserved and have been preserved for over 1,500 years. That's the theory and the mentality behind majority text. Now, here we're looking, we're in Revelation chapter 6. We're looking at the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Now, we look at this and people say, oh, man, I look around. We got to be living in the tribulation right now. And the answer to that, friend, is no. I wish, I don't know. I guess I could wish that it was, because we know his return would be within 7 years. But we're not seeing these things yet. Other things have to happen first, as I've mentioned in the prior program. Four horsemen are released here as the Lord Jesus looses the seal to earth's title deed here. The first one he releases is a man on a white horse. I believe, and many others do, it's Antichrist. The Lord Jesus also comes riding on a white horse, but not yet. You have to wait on the Lord. All throughout the Bible, we see wait on the Lord. And here, it's the same thing. Wait on the Lord. The Lord Christ says, the Lord himself says, when they say to you, look, here he is, do not believe it. We know how he's coming back. He's coming back on a white horse. He's coming back in the clouds, it says in Revelation 1:7. It says in Acts chapter 1, around verses 8 and 9, it says this same Jesus is coming back in like manner as you saw him go up into heaven. He's coming back the same way. He's coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. We know how he's coming back. So this first rider is coming in on a white horse, and he's going to conquer. It says that he went out conquering and to conquer. We're in Revelation chapter 6, verse 2. The second rider we looked at yesterday is represents and brings with him war, and he does it by taking peace from the earth. Now, yesterday I made the comment, you need to have peace that surpasses all understanding, and no one can take that from you. You can give it away yourself. You can lose your peace. No one can take it from you. No devil, no government. The IRS can't take it from you. It can't be taxed. No one can steal it from you. It's your peace that Jesus gives you, an inner peace. This is what makes us different than everyone else. This is what sends, like, the three Hebrews into the burning fiery furnace, is a peace. This is what makes Paul and Silas sing as they're bound up in prison. It says they were praising and singing hymns to God. And it says the prisoners heard them. You see, it's a peace that we have, us Christians. It's a peace that passes all understanding. That is, you can't understand it. You atheists can't understand it. You can criticize it, but you can't understand it. And you'll never have it without being right with God. And that's why you don't have it, because you're not right with God. And that's why you're upset about it, because God loves you. When you're not upset about it anymore is when I really feel sorry for you. When you're not upset anymore that you don't have peace. When you have peace that you don't have peace, I really feel sorry for you, because that means the Holy Spirit has stopped convicting you. But the angry atheist, praise God for the angry atheist. Why? Because they got an itch that they just can't scratch. You see, they've got Holy Ghost agita, and that is, they don't have peace, because God wants them to be right with him. You see, God, it says in the Bible, is long-suffering. That's the word makrothumia. Thumia, like our word thermos, means heat. Macro means a long way. Put it together, what do you mean? What does it mean? It means God takes a long time to get sore, you see. Long-suffering. Not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That is God. God, thank God he was long-suffering with me, because it took me 30 years to quit running and to go back to him. God is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish. This is why the atheist is angry and upset, because God loves them. And they got an itch that they just can't scratch. And the only way to have it go away is to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. It's the only way. That's the only way. We look at the end of the age. When we get to the end of chapter 9, it says that the people refuse to repent. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 9 through 11, it says that God will send them a strong delusion because they refuse the love of the truth that they might be saved. What a terrible thing to die for, friend, refusing love. You know, I got something to say to you. You know what it is? Everyone out here driving here in this program, this is what I've got to say to you, friend. God loves you. God loves you. God loves you. This is my message to you today. No matter who you are, no matter what you've done, no matter whether or not you are a believer in Jesus Christ, Muslim, atheist, unbeliever, Hindu, I don't care what you are, God loves you. And he wants you to spend eternity with him. All you have to do is receive Jesus Christ. Receive Jesus Christ. Have your sins washed away. Have peace with God. Be declared not guilty. Be justified. Be saved. Be delivered from this present evil age. That is by repenting of your sin and receiving Jesus Christ. God loves you no matter who you are. Many Muslims have come to faith in Jesus Christ when their eyes are open and see the truth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he is the only way. He said, I am the door in John 10:9. He who enters in by me will be saved. And the only way for you to believe that is if the Holy Spirit opens your eyes to see the truth. Now the third horseman here represents famine. When he opens up the third seal, I heard the third living being say, come and behold a black horse, and he who sat on it had a pair of scales. And I heard in the midst of the four living beings saying, I heard a voice in the midst of the four living beings saying, a quart of wheat for a denarius and three quarts of barley for a denarius, but do not harm the oil and the wine. The third rider represents famine. Now remember, Revelation chapter 11, I talked about it a couple programs ago, that when the two witnesses show up in Jerusalem, it says that no rain falls during the days of their prophecy. So famine. It's not going to rain for 3.5 years. And now a quart of wheat for a denarius, to put in modern terms, is a quart of wheat was a loaf of bread. It was enough food for you to eat for the day. And a denarius was a day's wage. A quart of wheat for a denarius is, it's going to take you a whole day's wage. How much do you make in a day? A whole day's wage for you to get a loaf of bread. Why? Because it's not going to rain on the earth for 3.5 years is what it says. Now you see, the only way to get through this is to have the peace that passes all understanding. You see, when you believe in Jesus Christ, when you have the Holy Spirit, you've got the peace that no one else can understand. You can't tell someone else about it. It's just something that you have when you've got the Spirit of the living God inside of you saying, I got this covered. Don't worry about it. Do you have that peace today? I hope that you do. I encourage you, write to me. My email address, elected77@gmail.com. I'd love to help and answer any questions that you might have. I and God wants you to have this peace as well. We're way out of time. We'll be back again soon. We've got one rider left on this Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio.